sea level, and within a very short distance, it will climb up to 4,000 feet.
然后最后一百迈就从这个海平线就一下子爬到大概有四千里之高。
And I'm kind of struggle with my car.
然后我的车就开始有点不听使唤了。
I kind of try to push my car up to the top.
我就想加足马力往上爬。
I pray for my car.
然后我对我车子祷告，拜托不要出错。
And this is a challenge.
哦，这是一个很大的挑战。
But the hope is there.
但是这个盼望就在眼前。
I know I'm going to get there.
我就一心盼望，我就要到那里。
So I keep on stepping on it.
所以我一直加速马力。
And we have studied Mark. Now is get into the chapter 15, the last two chapters.
我们现在马可福音读了很久了，现在终于到了最后的两章了。今天是第十五章。
And chapter 15 is the from sea level and then get into the 4,000 feet.
Okay, 十五章就好像我们从这海平线要一下子就要爬到上面去了。
So put on your sea belt.
所以你们绑上你们的安全带。
Let's go.
我们祷告。
Very early in the morning, the chief priest with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision. They bound Jesus and led him away and handed him over to Pilate.
第十五章，我们一起念。一到早晨，祭司长和长老、文士、全公会的人，
大
家
商
议，
就把
耶
稣
捆
绑
解
去，
交
给
比
拉
多。
If you remember, 2 weeks ago, Jesus was handed over or arrested, and in the we call religion court.
如果你们各位还记得的话，两个礼拜以前我们读到，就是说耶稣被带到大祭司那里的院子里。
And he was arrested in the midnight.
那他是在午夜的时候被逮捕的。
And the trial went through the whole night.
然后这个所谓的这个院子里面的这个公审，就是整个夜都进行着。
So until the early morning, then the religious group they have found and condemned Jesus to death.
然后一早，他们这些所谓宗教领袖就已经决定耶稣是有罪的。
So in the very early morning, they took Jesus to Roman governor Pilate.
那么他已经把耶稣定了死罪的，一早就把耶稣带到罗马的巡抚比拉多那里。
Because the history told us, Jews were under a Roman Empire colony, and they do not have the authority to execute.People.
那我们历史懂历史就知道，当时是受罗马所统治的，所以犹太人并没有这个判人死罪的这个权利、公审力。
So they need to bring Jesus to Pilate, the governor, and ask him to put him to death.
所以他们必须要经过这道把耶稣交给比拉多的手续，让比拉多来定他死罪。
And it was early morning.
这个是一大早就去做的。
And when Pilate saw Jesus, and then Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?"
当比拉多见到耶稣的时候，就问耶稣说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
And Jesus answered, "Yes, it is as you say."
耶稣回答说：“你说的是。”
See, when Pilate, the governor, saw Jesus, actually Jesus was beaten by Jews with fists.
所以当这个比拉多看到耶稣的时候，耶稣已经被这个犹太人这些人他们那个仆人用拳头打过的。
So on his face he got black eyes and bruise.
所以已经是有点鼻青脸肿了。
And he was bounded to Pilate.
而且是捆绑的送到比拉多那里去。
Would this kind of people look like a king?
那你各位想，这样的一个人的形状，他像个王吗？
Why Pilate say, "Are you the King of Jews?"
那为什么比拉多还问这么一句？哦，你是犹太人的王吗
？Because Pilate received the input from those religious group.
因为比拉多那些宗教的领袖已经先在比拉多面前说了一套话了。
See, if we try to remember the religious court, what they really accused Jesus.
当我们再回想他所谓的宗教法庭，他们是控告耶稣的是什么？
Actually, the accusation is only focused on religion.
其实他们所控告的主要是有关宗教方面的。
They accuse him because Jesus claimed he was the Christ.
因为耶稣在他们的眼中看来最大的罪就是认为他是基督。
And he was the Son of the God.
然后他自称为人子、神子。
So based on these accusations, they condemn him to death.
就照他自己手里所说的，他们就控告他。
But they knew they do not have the authority to execute Jesus.
但他们也知道他们没有这个权利来杀耶稣。
So they need to bring Jesus from the spirit, the religious court to the political court.
所以他就必须把从宗教的法庭转移到所谓的政治的法庭。
And they knew very well if they bring up the religious accusation that he claimed he is the Christ, he was the Son of God, this won't work in the political court.
他们同时也非常明白，他若照他们宗教的控诉的话，说耶稣自称为基督，耶稣自称是神的儿子，在罗马的法庭上是站不住脚的。
So they knew how to put Jesus to death based on the political accusation.
所以他就换了一套以政治的说法来使耶稣处于死地。
And they knew, because under the Roman Empire, there is no king except Caesar.
他们知道在罗马的统治下，除了凯撒是王以外，别人都不许称王的。
So they put the big cap above on Jesus.
所以他们就把这个大帽子戴在耶稣的头上。
And that's why Pilate received the input from a religious group. So he said, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
Because this Pilate 已经有这个宗教领袖给他一种先入为主的观念了，所以他就问耶稣：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
Even though Pilate didn't really believe this very person is the king,
即使比拉多并不相信耶稣就是所谓的王。
But when Jesus said yes,
但是耶稣的回答就是你说的是。
That is the right target that those religious group hoping for.
这就是他们所谓的宗教领袖所要的答案。
Unless Jesus was insane, otherwise he should not answer this question.
所以一般来说，除非你是神经有问题，否则你不会自己跳到这个圈套里面用这样一个回答，这样的回答。
So did Jesus answer the truth?
那耶稣讲的是真的吗？
Now we need to see from other resources in the Bible.
所以我们去看一下别的处是怎么讲的。
In Matthew chapter 2, that is the birth of Jesus.
那我们看一下马太福音第二章。耶稣出生的时候。
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem.
你看到马太福音第二章第一节开始说，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说
，And ask where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
These magis, they saw the star in the sky. When it appeared, they start to follow that star, and then all the way came into Jerusalem.
那这些博士他们在东方看到这个星，然后一直追随这个星，一直追随到伯利恒。
And when they got into the town, they start to ask questions.
当他们进到耶路撒冷城，就开始到处的询问。
Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?
那位生来要做犹太人之王的在哪里
？So this is the base.
这就是这此处就是这个根据犹太王。
And not only that, actually, in the Old Testament, there is a prophecy.
不止如此，在旧约也曾经有一种预言。
In Micah said, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler." Who will be the shepherd of my people Israel?
所以旧约说预言就是说伯利恒啊，你虽然在诸城之中是最小的，但是在你里面将要出一个王。
Because Pilate asked the question is, are you the political king?
那我们知道比拉多问的是说你是不是所谓政治上的犹太的王。
And Jesus' answer is, I'm the king of the eternity.
那耶稣回答的是说我是永恒的王。
Now we will move forward. What happened?
我们接着看。
Even after Pilate's question and Jesus' answer, the chief priests accused him of many things.
即使在这样一个问答之后，祭司长又控告了他许多的事。
If those chief priests are smart enough, they should know actually the answer has already condemned Jesus to death.
如果这祭司长如果他们够聪明的话，凭耶稣刚刚讲的这一句话就足够以入他罪了。
But they want to be assured that this is the final hit and this is the fatal hit against Jesus.
但是他们就是要在这个钉子上再加把力，让他确定耶稣一定是被送死。
So they keep on bringing all kinds of accusations, try to make the case much stronger.
所以他不断地把一切的事情再加在上面，然后让这个案子变成一个不能移动的案子。
Then Pilate asked him again, say, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of."
然后比拉多就问耶稣说：“你看他们告你这么多事，你什么都不回答吗？”
But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed.
耶稣仍不回答，以至于比拉多觉得稀奇。
Actually, Jesus kind of stood there silently and bear all the accusation.
你们可以想象，耶稣就是默默地站在那里，一声不响，然后承受这一切的控诉。
Why the governor amazed?
为什么这个巡抚比拉多会觉得稀奇呢？
Because Jesus was totally silent.
因为耶稣就是一言不发。
Because the governor has seen so many cases in the court.
因为这个比拉多他已经见过太多的案子了。
Whoever came in front of him always bring up explanation, argument, or even excuse.
然后凡在他面前的人就是不断的为自己提出了一些解释、一些答辩，甚至一些的任何的事情让可以脱罪的。
Hopefully to spare their own life.
只要能够求命就好了。
So this is why that amazed the governor.
所以比拉多觉得非常的稀奇，这个人太不一样了。
Everybody does that. Why don't you do that?
每一个人在我面前就是求啊求的，这个人为什么反而一言不发呢
？And there is a tradition for the governor.
每年他有一个传统。
Now it was the custom that the feast to release a prisoner whom the people requested.
每逢这节期，巡抚照众人所求的，释放一个囚犯给他们。
And that is the governor. He built up this custom.
这是当时巡抚他们自己把他设立出了这样一个传统。
That means this is a very very important feast for Jews.
因为这对犹太人说，这是一个非常重要的节期。
And the governor came over here to rule all the Jews.
然后这个巡抚是外地来派来这里，巡抚是来治理当地人。
He tried to show some respect to the people.
所以他就是有一种想要就是亲和，建立一种亲和力的一种做法。
So he take this very unique feast to really show that how mercy, how graceful he is.
所以他就趁在这个很大的节期的时候来表现他的宽宏他的大量。
If the Jews all requested for one person to be released and he will do that.
如果犹太人他们一致的请求一个人被释放的话，他就会照他们的意思把这个人给释放。
And a man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionist who had committed murder in the uprising.
有一个人名叫巴拉巴和作乱的人一同捆绑。
As a matter of fact, at that time, insurrection, that means you go against Caesar, Roman Emperor.
所以那时候所谓作乱就是你就是反对凯撒的就是作乱。
especially if you are not Romans.
特别是你是不是由罗马人，你是外族。
Then for sure you are put to death.
那是一定的，一定是被定死罪的。
And then at that moment, that all the crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did.
第八节，众人上去求巡抚，照常例给他们办。
So actually, the Jews took that moment to do something that for their favor.
所以这个犹太人就趁这个机会来要求比拉多照他们的意思来做。
So they came forward to the governor, say, "Governor, we want you to release a person because this is your custom."
然后他就说：“巡抚啊，比拉多啊，这是我们的惯例哦，说你今天要给我们释放一个人。”
But the Pilate.Respond right away. Say, "Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?"
然后比拉的反应就说，马上说，哦，你们要我释放犹太人的王给你们吗？他觉得这样应该的。
Actually, he maneuvered for this situation to win over the Jews to release Jesus.
其实比拉多也有他自己打算，他也想趁这个机会，然后因着这个犹太人请求，能够把耶稣给放走。
He was assigned by Roman Emperor, and then he now faced a person who called the King of Jews, and he tried to find a way to release this person.
其实这个很有意思，就是他是一个罗马派来的，罗马皇帝派来的，然后呢，他是想要那这个人又是被控告说是做犹太的王，那他居然反而想要把这个自称为犹太人的王放走。
He needs to worry about his own job.
因为他要开始担心他自己的这个工作了。
So verse 10 explained, knowing it was out of envy that the chief priest had handed Jesus over to him.
然后他原晓得祭司长是因为嫉妒才把耶稣解了来。
So this verse tries to tell us that the governor knew everything from the very beginning.
所以其实这个告诉我们说，比拉多其实从头就知道犹太人的心里是想的是什么。
So he tried to say something that not really corresponding to his position.
所以他想要讲一些就是在他职责以外的一些话。
Because they arrested Jesus is because they envy upon Jesus.
因为他知道他们心里是因为嫉妒才把耶稣给解来。
Envy, do you envy?
嫉妒，我们各位，你们曾经嫉妒过吗？
Do you?
嫉妒过吗？
If there's one say, "I never envy," could you raise your hand?
如果哪一位说从来没有嫉妒过别人，请你要不要举手？ OK, 没有人。
Envy, the definition say, a resentful emotion with a person lacks another person's superior quality, achievement, or possession, and wish other lacks it.
OK, 嫉妒就是一个人，当你看了一个人你看了一个人所有的好的地方，所有的特质，他的性格等等是你所没有的，然后你自己就很想有的，然后你起了一种情绪上一种反应。
One of my friend's wife, she tried to show off the beautiful shirt she bought from a sale.
然后我太太有个朋友，她在这个大拍卖的时候买一件很漂亮的衣服，她就想要给大家面前显示一下。
And the last thing she want to show is the price she got is so good price.
然后她最要显要的一件事，你看我这个价钱有多好，这 on sale 买的是价钱多好，太便宜了。
Unfortunately, another lady said, "I bought the same clothes, but with 25 cents less than you."
不信的，那边就当中冒了一个女士出来，哎，我买了同样的衣服，比你呢还要少20%。
Then the face start change.
然后第一位女士那个脸就开始变了。
That's called envy.
这就是嫉妒。
And envy in the Bible told us the envy is called original sin.
那我们看到圣经告诉我们说，嫉妒是一种原罪。
And that original sin can evolve become a thought.
然后当你嫉妒的心就可以慢慢演化成一种思想一种想法。
And then that thought will come out with a plan.
然后你这个想法就变成一个计划。
And then the plan will evolve into action.
然后计划就变成行动。
And then eventually that action can kill a person.
然后到最后，你这个行动很可能置人于死地。
Because these religious leaders, they jealousy about Jesus.
啊，这些宗教领袖因为他们嫉妒耶稣。
Because in the past, all the people came to them to ask them advice and instruction from their religious position.
因为在耶稣来之前，众人都是来他们面前来求告一些有关宗教上甚至一些生活上的一些指导。
When Jesus appeared, all the people moved toward Jesus.
然后耶稣一出来，这些人就是一大群，就突然呼就转到那边去了。
They are very jealous.
所以他们是非常非常的嫉妒。
And this gonna, they have a plan to wipe out Jesus.
然后他们的计划就把耶稣消灭掉。
And then verse 11 said, But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead.
只是祭司长挑唆众人，宁可释放巴拉巴给他们。
Barabbas, he was a murderer. He killed people.
那我们知道巴拉巴他是一个杀人犯，他杀过人的。
And he went against Roman Empire.
因为他是一个起头这个作乱的人。反对罗马政府统治的。
But the chief priests stir up the crowd, become a mass, and because they desperately wanted Jesus dead.
所以这个祭司长就要挑唆群众，挑动群众的情绪，然后他们因为他们就是非常想要把耶稣治死。
Because this is their final shot.
因为这是他们最后的一击，这击不成功的话，他们就没有机会了。
And just because their envy deep inside.
那这一切是为了什么？就是因为他们心里的嫉妒。
But Pilate knew all these situation.
但是比拉多他也是个很明白的人，他知道你们这些里面的东西，他都清楚。
Then the governor said, "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?"
比拉多又说，那么。你们所谓的犹太的王，我怎么办他呢？
Apparently, the governor was kind of confused or swinging between two sides.
我们看到这比拉多他有一些犹疑不定，不能决定。
And then the crowd shouting say, "Crucify him! Crucify Jesus!"
群众们又喊着说：“把他钉十字架！把他钉十字架！”
Because behind the crowd was those religious leaders.
那我们知道，因为这些群众是被所谓的宗教领袖所鼓动起来的。
So to the governor, all of a sudden, the crowd, the whole crowd, stirred up, and he has a concern that this may turn out into a riot.
那当这个群众暴动起来的时候，这个巡抚就很怕再激起民变。
But again, the governor asked why.What crime has he committed? But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify Jesus!"
然后比拉多说：“为什么呢？他做了什么恶事呢？”
This is a confession, actually, from Pilate.
其实这是一个比拉多他一个自白。
Apparently, he didn't believe at all that he has committed any crime.
所以这里看到比拉多根本不相信耶稣说犯过什么的罪。
That's why he asked why.
所以他一直要问他们说：“为什么要把他钉死呢？为什么呢？”
Remember here, the Pilate he got all the CIA and FBI.
那我们记得比拉多他是控制的所谓的 CIA 中央情报局啊，什么什么调查局的都在他手下的。
If ever Jesus report wrongly of the income tax, he got trouble.
哦，如果是耶稣只要这个在这个报税的上有点不对的时候，他就有问题了，就有麻烦了。
So actually.Pilate can get all the information go against Jesus.
所以比拉多有足够的消息能够定罪耶稣的。
And then he still asks, what crime has he committed?
那这里你看比拉多还在问说为什么呢？他做了什么错事吗？
Apparently, the governor couldn't find anyone to go against Jesus.
很显然的，比拉多没有办法找到任何的错。
It's very strikingly interesting is the judge.Now turned into the position became the defendant attorney.
这里很有意思哈，这个法官应该定罪方现变成一个被告的辩护律师。
What crime has he committed?
他做了什么恶事呢？
And also we need to notice that from the very beginning till this point, Jesus only said one word, yes, I'm the king of Jews, and then kept silent all the way.
那我们大家注意一下，从这一段这么长时间的耶稣只说过一句话，就是说你说的是，然后就闭嘴不言。
And then Pilate, he wanting to satisfy the crowd, he released Barabbas to them instead, and he had Jesus flogged and handing him over to be crucified.
比拉多要叫众人喜悦，就释放巴拉巴给他们，将耶稣鞭打了，交给人钉十字架。
From here, we will see a real picture that Jesus did not try anything, any way to defend for himself.
从这里开始，我们看到耶稣他对于自己的这个自辩，他是一点都没有采取任何的自辩。
What he has received is unfair, injustice, and unrighteousness judgment.
他所受的一切都是不公义的，不对的。
And then the soldier led Jesus away into the palace and called together the whole company of soldiers.
兵丁把耶稣带进衙门院里，叫齐了全营的兵。
Right after the sentence to be crucified, the governor gave Jesus to the soldier to be flogged.
然后当耶稣在众人前被定罪了以后，这个就把他们交给兵丁，去让兵丁将他鞭打。
This is the criminology treatment.
这是一个对付这个犯人的一种做法。
After the sentence, in the old time, the prisoner should be punished physically.
在当年，如果是定罪了以后，这个囚犯就要被很严厉来处罚。
Physically beating.
然后在身体上的这个鞭打。
Because after this beating, the prisoner will acknowledge that he committed the crime.
一般的囚犯在经过这一次鞭打以后，就会承认他的罪。
And mentality, he will start to accept, yes, I committed crime.
然后那精神上他也慢慢就接受说，哦，对，因为我是犯了罪，所以我这样被鞭打。
So whatever treatment, I deserve it.
所以不管是怎么样的被处罚，我都是罪有应得。
And then right after Jesus was flogged, then the verse 16 says the soldier led Jesus away into the palace and called together the whole company of soldiers.
那我们看第十六节，兵丁就叫齐了全营的兵。
And they put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him.
他们给他穿上紫袍，又用荆棘编做了冠冕给他戴上。
And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!"
就庆贺他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊。
So these are in addition to the sentence.
所以在被定死以后，这些就是附加的一些处罚。
This is called humiliation treatment.
这叫做一种羞辱式的一种处罚。
At that time, only the royal or a very important political figure will wear purple robe.
那么在当时，只有这些所谓的权贵、贵族之类才能够穿所谓的紫袍。
And they may have a golden or maybe even a crown on their head.
然后头上很可能戴一个所谓的冠冕。
But they put a thorn crown over his head.
但是他们给耶稣戴的是一个荆棘编的一个冠冕。
And they call out all the soldiers together and even kneel down and to say that Hail, King of the Jews.
他们就叫齐了全营的兵丁，然后在他面前跪下，然后还居然说恭喜犹太人的王啊。
Over here, I want you to notice when they flog Jesus, they need to take off his clothes.
那我们知道，当他们鞭打耶稣的时候，耶稣的袍子必须被除去的。
And the whip they use to flog the Roman, they got a nail, an iron nail in the very front.
然后我们知道有罗马人的鞭子是在鞭子的上面有些所谓的小尖的钉子。
And after whip, the flesh will come out.
然后一鞭下去，就是皮破血流。
And then after their flogging, then they put the purple robe upon Jesus.
然后鞭打以后，他们就把紫袍给他穿上。
And then verse 19 mentioned up again and again, they struck him on the head.With a staff and spit on him, falling on their knees, they pay homage to him.
然后第十九节，他又拿一根苇子打他的头，吐唾沫在他脸上，屈膝拜他。
They try to show that he was a truly a king.
他们就是好像在以一种戏弄的方法来说，哦，你是王吗
？And then when they had mock him.They took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they let him out to crucify him.
戏弄完了，就给他脱了紫袍，仍穿上他自己的衣服，带他出去，要钉十字架。
So when after they flog him, the wound and the blood and the flesh on his back, and now they put on the purple robe, put it on.
那我们刚刚耶稣经过鞭打以后，身上的背的肉都已经是烂的，就是开的。然后他们就把这个袍子给他穿上去。
And after their humiliation, then they took off his purple robe again.
然后戏弄完了，又把他紫袍又给脱掉。
Do you know what happened?
你们知道这样一举一动会发生什么事吗
？Because the clothes they put it on, the blood will become thicker and thicker, and then put that together.And then they take off again, then that will turn out a new wound.
我们知道这个，当你把这个衣服穿上去的时候，血一凝固了以后，你再把袍子脱掉的时候，就是旧伤又变成新伤，又开始流血。
So actually, Jesus received the unfair judgment.
耶稣受到一个不公平的审判。
And then he received humiliation.
他又接受到这种羞辱。
Now we need to focus on one person.
我们现在就请大家注目在一个人身上。
Barabbas.
巴拉巴这个人。
He deserved all the crime he committed.
这个人可以说是罪有应得，任何罪都是应该的。
The crucifixion is suitable for him.
这个十字架对他来说是一个应得的。
In the Bible, try to tell us, we do have sin inside. Just I mentioned the envy.That you may agree.
也这个圣经告诉我们说，我们心里有很多的罪，包括其中我们刚刚提到的嫉妒。
And because of the sin, man and God was divided.
因为我们的罪，人跟神就是分开了。
And the Bible tried to tell us this status, the man and God divided, this called death.
所以圣经告诉我，人跟神隔离的。这样一个状态就是所谓的死亡。
And if we have sinned, then the punishment that we and God divided is our reward.
所以当我们有犯罪的时候，我们与神的隔离就是我们所做应得的。
Just like Barabbas.
就像巴拉巴一样。
He deserved it.
他是罪有应得的。
His life need to be divided.
因为他的生命就是这样一种隔离的生命。
But now what happened to Barabbas?
那我们看现在什么事情发生在巴拉巴身上呢
？Because of those political chaos, now Barabbas will be released.
在这么一场这个政治性的混乱之中，巴拉巴居然被释放了。
And he paid no price at all.
然后他的自由是没有付上任何代价的。
He can go free.
他 就可以走了
，without any punishment，
没有任何的处罚。
A moment, the death was just before him，
就是刚刚还这个死亡就在眼前。
Then all of a sudden, the death was gone，
然后突然这个死亡就消失了。
And death penalty removed from him，
然后就把这个死的罪就除去了。
Not because innocent, but because Jesus took it for him。
并不是他本身是无罪的，而是耶稣替了他的罪。
And this is really the true meaning of Jesus coming to us.
这就是耶稣来到我们世间，来到我们人间的一个最大的理由。
When Barabbas walked away freely, he need to understand who paid the price.
当巴拉巴被无罪释放的时候，他一定要想深思，为什么他会被无罪释放？是谁替他付上这个代价？
Jesus came to replace Barabbas.
耶稣来了是来替换这个巴拉巴。
On the cross, Barabbas should stay there.
巴拉巴是应该被钉在十字架上的。
But Jesus said, let me do it.
那耶稣说我来替你。
So that's why Jesus, even with those unfair accusations, he kept silent.
这也是为什么在经过这样不公平的待遇、各种的羞辱，耶稣是一言不发。
So he took the penalty.
因为他替我们受了这个罪。
He take all the accusation and punishment and also humiliation.
他替我们接受了所有的指控、所有的这个羞辱。
Now a new page for Barabbas.
巴拉巴身上有一个新的一页。
He is a free person.
他是一个自由了。
But also he is a person with gratitude.
然后他是一个自由人，同时他是一个感恩的人。
Because Jesus paid all the price.
因为耶稣付上他所为他付上所有的代价。
All the debt Jesus paid it off.
耶稣把他的债全部还清。
So Barabbas he is a debt-free person.
所以他是一个无债一身轻的自由人。
But also, in the past, that Barabbas should be dead.
但是同样的，他这个老我，这个巴拉巴，这个老我，过去的巴拉巴是应该是已经死掉的。
Now he received a new life.
因为他现在有一个全新的人。
And this life is coming from Jesus.
那这个新的人是从耶稣给的那里来的。
And because of this grace, that he will live a life different from the past.
因为这样一个恩典，所以他以后的人生是跟以前是截然不同的人生。
And this is exactly why Jesus came to this world.
这就是为什么耶稣来到我们人世间的最大的原因。
When Jesus stood in front of the governor, Barabbas may not know.
当耶稣站在这个比拉多面前的时候，巴拉巴很可能不知道。
All the unfair, unjust judgment fell upon Jesus.Barabbas may not know it totally.
所有加在耶稣身上的一切不公平的待遇，一切的处罚，一切的羞辱，巴拉巴很可能不完全明白。
Barabbas may not even realize how much humiliation that Jesus need to suffer.
巴拉巴甚至不知道耶稣所说的羞辱是多么的深。
But Jesus took them all.
但是耶稣就替他完全的摆上。
And this is how we receive God's forgiveness and salvation.
这就是我们如何接到耶稣的恩典，耶稣的救恩。
It is free.
全部是白白的。
But it's not cheap.
但是这个代价是何等的深沉，何等的重。
The Easter is coming.
复活节快来了。
The end of this month.
本月的月底就是复活节。
So let's spend a little bit time to think about how Jesus stood there, not just only for Barabbas, but also for you.
所以我们多花点沉思，花点时间思想，耶稣是如何的默默一言不语的站在那边，不但是为了巴拉巴，而是为了你，为了我。
And he received the sentence that we should receive.In front of God.
然后他替我们代替我们来接受面对神所要受的一些处罚。
And also he received all the humiliation because of sin.
他也为我们而接受了所有一切因罪而来的一些羞辱。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we need to say thank you.
天父嘛，我们真的要说一声谢谢。
Your beloved Son, your only forgotten Son, He came to this world to stand in my place.